Good morning. It's so wonderful to see all of you here. I'm very excited to be here to worship together. It's always a wonderful time, especially when we have a baptism this morning, a thrilling time to be together as a church. I would like to welcome you all to our worship service this morning. If you are a guest or have never filled out a welcome card or a guest card, we have those located in front of you, and we would love to have a record of you being here. If you could fill one of those out and place it in the offering plate, we'd really appreciate having a record of that, and are excited you have chosen to join us in worship. A few announcements to make sure we're all on the same page with things before we do begin worship. I'd like to welcome back Mandy. After a long flight and a day of travel, I'm very excited to hear about how God has been at work in a tremendous way, I'm sure, from the snippets I've heard. And I know there's a lot more information to come, so I'm very thrilled to hear about that in the future. And I'd like to welcome you back from your mission. Also, next week, FSYC, next Sunday evening. Before that, at 5:30 in the youth room, while they're practicing and polishing everything up for FSYC's spring program, we will have our parent mission trip meeting up in the youth room. So 5:30 before FSYC. Any and all youth parents, please be here at 5:30 to get all the information about our summer mission trip to Whitley City, Kentucky through the North Carolina Baptist Men. Very excited about that. Also, VBS registration is now open. That is not too far away. VBS registration, we'll have that URL in the bulletin from now on. It's vacationbibleschool.com/Flat Springs Baptist. And that's where you can sign up your children or tell other families. We'll have some handouts to sign up their children. And also, if you would like to volunteer in any capacity, please see somebody on the VBS committee. Always in need of people willing to spend that time together with our children. It's just a wonderful week. Had a great luncheon last Sunday after service, and just a snippet there. If you haven't paid for that luncheon, if you could just turn that money in, that would be great. Are there any other announcements we have before we begin our worship service? No? Well, seeing none, let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer. God, thank you so much. Thank you so much, God, for bringing us here this morning. It is amazing to know your Spirit is among us and is guiding us right here and now. Prepare us for this service. Open our hearts and our minds. Show us how to sing your praises. Give you glory. And Lord, learn how this week we can be prepared to share your word with others. Quiet our minds so we can hear your voice speak to us, Lord. It's in your Son's holy and precious name we pray. Amen. Let's spend a few moments now preparing our hearts for worship.
come now to a baptismal service, a time to give thanks, an Easter service to remember the death and the burial and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And today, Dalton Smith comes to participate with Christ in His death and His burial and His resurrection. He has professed Christ as his Lord and Savior. And now, to be obedient to that command, he follows Him in these waters we know as baptism. In a very real way, Dalton will be preaching the sermon for us by his action, by his faithfulness to come even to these waters. He would challenge all who haven't followed to come, and to those of us who have come, to remember our commitments to Jesus Christ, to remember when we walked down the aisle and accepted Him as Lord and Savior and committed all that we are to Him, to make Him Lord of our life. And so now, as Dalton comes, presenting himself for baptism, may the Holy Spirit fall on this place, and may we hear what the Spirit says. Dalton, upon your profession of faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior, and in obedience to His command, I now baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And the scriptures say when John was baptizing in the River Jordan and Jesus came to him and was baptized, that after Jesus came up out of the water, that the heavens opened and the Holy Spirit descended in the form of a dove and lit upon his shoulder and said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." I heard that voice again. Would you pray with me? What a commitment we make, Lord, to make you the master of all in all. Thank you for Dalton's profession of faith and his obedience to follow you in this service. Would you challenge each of us to walk as he is walking and as our Lord walked? In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Page 524, we're marching to Zion. Come we that love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord. 524, let's all stand. And the children can come down on verse 4. Come we that love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord. Join in a song with sweet accord. And thus around the throne, and thus around the throne, we're marching to Zion. Beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Let those refuse to sing who never know our God, but children of the heavenly King, but children of the heavenly King, may speak their joys abroad, may speak their joys abroad. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. The hills of Zion yield 1,000 sacred sweets. Before we reach the heavenly fields, before we reach the heavenly fields, or walk
Bible Zion, we're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Then let our songs abound and every tear be dried. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground. Oh, that world's on high, to Pharaoh world's on high. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, this beautiful city of God.
Morning. Good morning. So good to see all of you here this morning. Very excited always to come down and see all of you come down and spend a little time talking, because I have something very exciting to share with you all, and I also want to hear from you. And to get us started talking, we're going to talk a little bit about some rules. Now, that may not sound like very fun, talking about rules, right? I'm sure you have a lot of rules at home or at school, or even, you know, adults have rules at work that we have to follow as well, right? So to get us thinking about that, I want to hear from you, what are some of the rules that you have to follow at home? Yeah. No throwing things. That's a good one. That's a good rule. I like that. What else? What are some rules that you have? Maybe your parents have given you or teachers have given you. What rules do you have to follow? Do you not have any rules? No? No? Yeah. What's another rule? You have to eat your vegetables? Is that a rule? I remember that rule. No? Okay. Do you have any rules at school? Do you have to stay seated when the teacher is teaching? Yeah? That's right. You can't talk when you're not supposed to. You're supposed to listen when the adults are talking, right? Do you have any rules that you follow with maybe siblings? Maybe no hitting or poking brother or sister, right? So you have rules that you have to follow at school and at home, and we always have rules even as adults. And I want us to read in the Bible this morning a very special rule that Jesus gave us, okay? And it's found in John chapter 13, and it's verses 34 and 35. Jesus is talking. He says, "A new command I give you." We can kind of think of it as a rule. The command is, "Love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. And by doing this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." So this morning, I want us to remember that if we follow Jesus' rule to love each other, then other people will know that we love Jesus. And that's what we're supposed to make sure we always follow in all that we do. Okay? Let's pray about that this morning, all right? Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer. God, thank you so much for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, and for Him teaching us to love each other. Lord, teach us this week to love each other, to love our moms and dads and sisters, aunts, uncles, teachers, everybody. Teach us to love everyone around us so they can know that we love you. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. All right, you can go back to your seats and I'll see you next week.
I'll keep things moving as Gary transitions from the baptism this morning. Wonderful to see Dalton telling the whole world that he has given his life to Christ. That's amazing to see. So, do we have any prayer concerns this morning that maybe aren't in the bulletin? I know we have our bulletins in front of us, and we have that list before us of people that we're praying for on a continual basis. And I want us to continue to honor that this week with all the names that are listed there and maybe ones that aren't listed there as a church. The more we pray together, I believe the more powerful our prayers are and the more fruit we will see from those prayers. Well, seeing no other prayer concerns added to the list this morning, let's bow our heads and pray to God about those. God, we come before you, we know, with a holy task. We are told to pray without ceasing. And Lord, we want to honor that. We want to ask you to show us how to pray continually. praying for family members, praying for church members, community members, Lord, people around us at the workplace. Teach us how to pray for them. Lord, you know the needs that are before each and every one of us. You know the joys, the concerns. You know our hearts, God. We come before you to share that with you, to have you show us how to pray more diligently and how to see others and view others as you do. God, give us that vision. Give us that heart. May your Spirit move through us and all the concerns we have before you. Lord, we ask all this in your Son's precious name. Amen.
Moses led God's children 40 years. He led them through the cold and through the night. Though they said, "Let's turn back," Moses said, "Keep going. Canaan land is just in sight. There will be no sorrow there in that tomorrow. We will be there by and by. Milk and honey flowing there is where I'm going. Canaan land is just inside. Oh, we walk through valleys though, we climb high mountains, we must not give up the fight. We be like Moses, we must keep on going. Canaan land is just inside. There will be no sorrow there in that tomorrow. We will be there by and by. Milk and honey flowing there is where I'm going. Just inside. There will be no sorrow there in that tomorrow. We will be there by and by. Milk and honey flowing there is where I'm going. Canaan land is just inside.
Thank you, ladies. Page 517. It's an old early American hymn, or an early American tune. We have this tune in our hymnal three times. And this, we have not sung these words, but I think you'll know it. We'll sing all four verses. They're short. And it's a song about Jerusalem coming to our earth and bringing heaven, bringing us to heaven, heaven to us. Page 517. Let's all stand.
Jerusalem, Jerusalem, when shall I come to thee? When shall my sorrows have an end? Thy joys when shall I see? Thy saints are crowned with glory great. They seek us face to face. They triumph till they still rejoice. Most happy is their case. Where David stands with heart. 10,000 times that man were blessed that might his music hear.
Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the bread that I did see, thy endless joy and love the same, partaker there will be.
Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Lord, we pray that you keep all the people on our prayer list lifted up. We pray that church family, that they keep leading the youth and all the youth leaders who teach the kids and lead them in the right path. We pray that you take this offering and use it to further thy kingdom and us to thy service. In your name we pray. Amen.
Glory to Him.
Y'all wouldn't want to do that again, would you? I enjoyed that. Come on. I wish I'd learned it that way. That was just wonderful to hear. I love the inflections and the power. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, choir. Thank you, harmonettes. Let me invite you to open your Bibles to Revelation chapter 21. Revelation chapter 21. We've been in a series. We'll conclude next Sunday with this back in Revelation, again in chapter 21 again. But I want us to begin to see what God has told us is still to be, of God's bigger plan, of what God is up to in the midst of a world when sometimes we don't understand what's happening or why it's happening. God is still in control. And there's never a clearer indication of that than what He let John take a glimpse of in this revelation. We're going to begin to read in the first verse, and we're going to read the first seven verses of Revelation chapter 21. If you're able, would you stand as a way of honoring the reading of God's Word? John is in the midst of this end of time vision, and all that's gone wrong, all the evil has been dealt with. God is in control. And then in this dramatic pause, you can almost hear a change in his voice when he begins to say in verse 1 of chapter 21, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. For the former things have passed away.' And he who was seated on the throne said, 'Behold, I am making all things new.' And he said, 'Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.' And he said to me, 'It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give from the spring of water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have his heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son.'" May God add his blessing to the reading, to the hearing of his most holy word. Would you pray with me? God, wow. When I, who love your created world, see how beautiful it is, and to think that it doesn't compare to what you've got prepared, I am amazed. Thank you for how much you love us. Thank you for how much you've done for us. And thank you to the best of our ability for how much you will do for us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Let me invite you to mark your hymn book at page 294, "Have Thine Own Way, Lord," page 294. That will be our hymn of decision at the conclusion of our message this morning. Have you ever been greeted or said, "It's a new day"? A lot of times we want a new day when the other day wasn't so good. Maybe it was a difficult day and we need a new day. Maybe we feel like we needed that major change in life and we needed a new day. Maybe we felt failure and we needed a new day. Today in our passage, in our text today, there's the ultimate promise of the Creator that there's a new day. This new day makes every other day worth living. This day, this new day, will answer all the questions. You got any questions? I always like what people tell me they're going to ask God when they get to heaven. I'm going to leave you to your delusion if you think you're going to be asking God questions. If you want to believe that, I'll leave you to that place. And I know the questions you want to ask. Why this and why that? Why did this happen and why did that take place? Why this injustice and why this wrong? Why this tragedy and why this heartache? But I've got good news for us. And I'm going to tell you plain and you're not going to understand it because I can't understand it either. But I'm going to tell you the truth. That new day, this new day, when Jesus says, when the Lamb says, when God says, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth coming down, all the old questions are going to be gone. They're all going to be answered fully and completely. Forgive my English. I said it last Sunday. I'll say it again. We ain't seen nothing yet. We ain't seen nothing yet. We're clueless about what God is planning. A new day is dawning. The word new, have you ever thought about it? I asked a couple of folks today, what does new mean? How would you define new? And one looked at me and said, well new is new. We know what it means, but what is new? A new day. I saw a new heaven. I saw a new earth. I saw a new Jerusalem. And he said, behold, I make what? All things new. New. I looked up in my collegiate Webster dictionary, my modern translation. I carried it to college with me in 1975. But I bet these definitions are still pretty good. New, one definition is to make or become fresh. That was pretty good, but I like this next one. You're going to have to listen intently. You got both ears open? You're going to have to listen hard to get this one. Different from one of the same category that existed previously. Did you get that one? That's powerful. That'll preach. Different from something that already exists. A new heaven. I know the old heaven. I don't know about this new heaven. In the same category, a new earth. But totally different from the one that exists now. Different from one in the same category that has previously existed. And now I like this. It was actually the sixth definition. Of dissimilar origin and usually of superior quality. I like that one. Well, it is the same origin in one way, you might argue. God made the first one and he's going to make the second one. But he's going to make it an entirely different way. And the superior quality, a new day. A new day is coming. I wonder if today someone needs a new day. I wonder if someone might be facing some of those hard old questions and we need a new day. Well, very quickly for a moment or two this morning, let's look at the three news that are coming. A new creation, a new covenant, and then finally a new conquest. A new creation. Some time ago, a fellow was staying in the Swiss Alps, and early one morning he heard what he thought was an earthquake. He'd never heard a noise like that before. So hurriedly, he jumped out of bed, and he ran to the front desk, and he said, what's going on? Are the mountains breaking? Is this an earthquake? What's happening? The man at the front desk very calmly explained, sir, We're on the west side of these tremendous mountains. As the sun comes up on the east, the snow and the ice begin to expand. And as they do, they cause a large crashing noise. And then I like what he told him. It's not the end of the world. It's just the beginning of a new day. You see, sometimes the crashes that we think are so terrible are opportunities for us to begin a new day. God says a new creation. I love what David prayed when he recognized his sin condition. You remember that prayer when he had been caught by the prophet and he'd been told that his sin with Bathsheba was before God and before the prophet. In that beautiful psalm, David prayed, "Create in me a new heart, a new day, a new heart, a new day, a new creation." God has given us a glimpse of what he's going to do, but I want to remind us that he can do something today. He can make today new. He can redeem this moment. He can change our life and our destiny right now. A new creation, heaven and earth in verse 1. In Genesis chapter 1 and 2, we find the story of creation. And after each account, God pauses after he separated the night from the dark from the light, after he made the firmament, after he created the water, after each section, and he said, "It is good. It is good." But then in Genesis chapter 3, God's goodness gets tainted with man's choice. And we call that the fall of man. And in chapter 3, verse 17, in chapter 3 of the book of Genesis, verse 17, it says, "And the ground will be cursed because of your sin." And so this good earth that God made is contaminated by the sinful choice of our humanity. And one day, he says, the old earth and the old heaven are going to pass away. God will ultimately redeem his whole creation. We sing that song, "Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord." That day's coming. That's not a maybe. That's a reality. One day, that day's coming. One day, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. A new creation. I wonder today if God needs to redeem something in our life. I wonder if right now the Holy Spirit is revealing to us an area, a sin, a situation, an attitude that needs to be redeemed. It has fallen, it has been cursed. We know it's not right. The Holy Spirit right now reminds us that it's outside the will of God. It's not what God would have for us to be. It's not a thought he wants us to entertain. It's not an action we need to be doing. The one who said, "I created the old earth and the old heaven, and I'm going to create a new heaven and a new earth," answered the prayer of David when he prayed, "God, create in me a new heart." And he would like nothing better today, nothing better today, than to create in each of us that newness. Well, he tells us that there's going to be a new covenant. A new covenant. It says, "Behold, him that was sitting on the throne said, I will dwell with him, and they will be my people." Now, God has already conquered all the evil in the previous chapter. He has dealt with sin. He has dealt with the devil. He has dealt with the red dragon. He has dealt with the beast. He's dealt with all the evil. He's dealt with Satan. He's saying one day there'll be a day when you and I will be in that right relationship. I wonder what relationship we're in with God right now. You know, sometimes we can slip far away. Dalton reminded us today, thank you for being faithful in baptism. And I think every time we go into those baptismal waters, it's a reminder. It's a time, it's a holy time. It's a time each of us need to stop and think about our commitments. And I wonder if someone might be brave enough today to say, you know, I've slipped from where I was to where I need to be. I heard a story about a fellow that was hired by the county to paint fresh yellow lines down the middle of country roads. The first day, he painted an astonishing 10 miles of road. 10 miles of road with a beautiful, straight, double yellow line right down the center. That was a record. No one had ever come close to that. His boss was very impressed. Although still good, the second day, he only painted 7 miles. 7 miles was still better than anyone else, but the third day, he only painted 5. The boss was concerned that his production was falling off pretty badly, and so finally he said, you know, I don't know exactly what's going on, but you started off so well. You were just 10 miles the first day, and we could live with 7 miles, but 5 miles, and I'm just concerned about tomorrow. The man said, well, it's getting harder every day. He says, why is it getting harder? He says, I'm getting further from my bucket every day. I'm sorry about that one. But I wonder if we're getting further away. Do you remember? Many of us, it was right here. It was right here that we walked down. For me, it was at Second Baptist Church in Chattanooga, Tennessee, when I walked down. I took my dad, who was my pastor, by the hand, but what I said to God. And I said, God, forgive me for my sins. Create in me a new heart and a new life. Make me different. Don't let me slip too far away from the bucket. Don't let me wander too far down the road that I don't understand. There are folks who need a new word. And we who have faith have that new word. God wants to dwell with us. Is he dwelling? Is he dwelling? Is he there all the time? Is he dwelling in our heart and in our life? That new covenant will change everything, but our faith today can change so much. We shall be his people. That's the relationship we were created for. You may have seen the movie a few years back, Shawshank Redemption. It was a story of prisoners. There's an old prisoner. His name in the movie is Brooks Hanlon. And he begins to act very unreasonable. He had been in prison for 50 years. 50 years. Can you imagine 50 years in prison? 50 years. He had always been a model prisoner. But suddenly he began to act out in his old age. He was threatening to kill people. And no one could understand what happened. And then Ellis Boyd, read in the movie, explains why Brooks begins to act the way he is. Listen to what he says. He says, Brooks is just, he's just institutionalized. That's his word. He's just institutionalized. The man's been in here 50 years. 50 years. This is all he knows. You know what I'm trying to say? I'm telling you, listen to what he says. These walls are funny. These walls are funny. First, you hate them. Then you get used to them. Enough time passes, you get to depend on them. That's institutionalized. I wonder, sometimes we get as believers who walked down in faith and went in those same waters that Dalton just disturbed. Those holy waters. We get institutionalized. to the world. We don't look to the other side. We focus our attention on these earthly walls. We can only touch and feel and observe. That's our only truth. The earthly walls, they're funny. First, we hate them. Every baby comes into this world kicking and screaming, don't they? We hate them. But then we get used to them. And then we begin to depend upon them. And if we're not careful, our vision narrows. Timothy Smith, pastor, says, "Look, true success is not measured in where you are, it's where you're going." True success is not measured in where you are, but where you're going. True success is not about how comfortable we are, it's about how prepared we are. I wonder how prepared we are for what God has next. This morning, as we conclude, I want us to think for a moment of that new conquest. I want us to see the last thing Jesus says in our text today. The one who conquers will have this heritage. And I'll be his God, and he'll be my son. The one who conquers. The one who breaks free of the institutionalization. God's ultimate conquest is for us to be in that perfect relationship for which we were created. It's an eternal relationship. Oh, we get caught up in stuff, don't we? We get caught up in what's important and what's not important. I love all those preacher adages, don't major on the minors and minor on the majors. Make the main thing. Today, I've got to decide whether I'm going to apply that verse, greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. And I've got to decide whether today is going to be a day that the Lord has made, and I'm going to rejoice in him and be glad in it. I've got to decide if today for me to live is Christ. I've got to decide if today I'm going to seek the kingdom of God first and allow everything else to be added unto me. Or if I'm going to seek everything else first and hope the kingdom of God gets added unto me. I have to choose every day whom I'm going to serve, because Jesus said, I can't serve two masters. I'll either love one and hate the other, cling to one, despise the other. I can't serve him in the ways of this world. I've got to decide. I wonder today what I need to conquer. Gosh, I need to spend some time with that. How about you? Are there some things today that you and I could be a better follower of Christ if we could just give it to God? And through his strength, who says he will be our conqueror, and this will be our heritage. A new heaven, a new earth, a new Jerusalem. All things new. All things new. A new day will certainly dawn. History will give way to God's new eternity. Sin will be defeated and destroyed. Injustice will be made right. Death will be replaced with eternity. Blessed be the name of Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, my all in all, my hope, my rock, my future. my present. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Would you pray with me? God, you know every heart and every choice and every decision that could be made. You know every heart. You know every choice. You know every decision that should be made. And now, Lord, it's time for us to decide. We're going to sing, "Have Your Own Way, Lord. Have Your Own Way." Help us to sing honestly. Help us to sing unto you. Help that hymn of decision to be our prayer. Mold us and make us after your will. Oh, Lord, we know you've got some wonderful things in store. Amazing things. A new heaven. A new earth. No longer under the stain of sin. No sickness. No pain. No heartache. No injustice. No wrong. That day's coming. Help each of us to examine and make sure we're ready. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. I love the story of the stonemason who is chipping away on a stone, and there's a great tower next to him, and a man comes by and looks like it's complete. And he says, "What are you doing?" And he says, "Look way up at the top. You'll see a tiny little hole at the top of the tower. See that little hole?" He says, "Yeah, it's so tiny." He said, "This stone is the last stone. It'll finish the tower." He says, "Man." He says, "So what are you doing down here?" He says, "I'm chipping away. I'm chipping away. I've gone and measured." That's what John did. He went and measured. He's told us about a new heaven and a new earth, a new day. But I want you to hear what the stonemason said. He said, "I'm chipping away down here so it'll fit up there. I'm chipping away down here so it'll fit up there." Isn't that really what we're about? I wonder today. I just wonder. "Have thine own way," we're going to sing. "Have thine own way." I wonder if the Lord needs to chip on Gary a little bit right here and there. Gary knows where. Chip away a little bit so I'll fit up there. Blessed be the name of the Lord as we stand together and sing.
Thank you. welcome back from Haiti. We are so delighted you are back. And I was listening as Matt welcomed you, but I wanted to add mine as well, my welcome back. And we are excited to hear what God is up to and what God has done. Dalton, I need you to come join me for just a second. Part of our tradition at Flat Springs is that we have every family assigned to a deacon or deaconess. And you are a lucky fella because Miss Betsy is your deaconess. And I've invited her to come give you your certificate.
Dalton, we're so proud of you, and we congratulate you on your decision to have a relationship with Jesus
Christ. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. You can go back to your seat. Thank you, bud. What a powerful day. And thank Dalton again for sharing with us the ultimate expression of faith, to follow Christ in the waters of baptism. Now, as we leave this place, may we do so in God's peace, in God's power, in God's abiding presence, that we might be as new people in the midst of all this people. Would you pray? God, thank you for your Spirit that has fallen afresh on us today as we have praised you and sang glory to your name. Go with us now, and that we have been strengthened by the choices and decisions that we have made in your presence to be your people. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Very good. How are you? How are you? How are you? How are you? It is good to have you back. Y'all doing well? Hey, sweetie.